Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach, you had the one goal lead. It took, what, about 27 seconds for them to tie it and take the lead. What happened where you go from 1-0 up to 2-2 down or 2-1 down and then never got back again?
Yeah, I mean, I thought for most of the game we mostly dominated. I mean, those are games you got to find a way. You know, they got a couple power play goals on us, and that's kind of uncharacteristic for us. You know, we're usually pretty good. So, you know, I thought for the most part we dominated, but you got to find a way to come out with 2 points.
You did have, you know, for the 42 shots, but on their goals too, it was some sloppy play that led to their goals, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a couple breakdowns, and you know, that's where we kind of went wrong. It's just a couple of breakdowns at the wrong time, and they capitalized. They got guys over there that score at will, and you know, they make you pay on mistakes. But yeah, that's mainly kind of what I saw.
You guys had plenty of shots on goal. Do you feel like, in terms of quality, that you guys did enough that you should have gotten a couple more past them?
I mean, you'd think. I mean, you look in the second, we had probably 4 grade A's. I didn't think we did a great job getting traffic there, by no means, but when you shoot from those spots, you know, as much as you want traffic, you know, we got some elite shooters that can pick their spots from where they're shooting from.
In the first period, I didn't think you guys were great with the puck, but yet you had some, I think you had 8 block shots. I mean, you almost made up for it with some of the plays you made with blocking shots, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I thought a couple guys laid out there, and you know, sometimes that leads to offense too. I feel like we had a couple big blocks at the right time, and we were gone the other way on an odd man rush. So, you know, I thought, you know, some guys did a really good job of getting in lanes and, you know, saved a scoring chance from happening.
Lindy was aggressive by pulling Uko for the extra attacker with over 5 minutes left to play. Once you score your goal, how are you guys feeling at that point? Because you had a push going until, you know, their goalie puts it in.
Yeah, I mean, we're confident bunch. I mean, when you're down 3, I think we still have a chance. I think everyone thinks that on the bench, and you get that one and you just want to keep pushing. You know, obviously we're in a situation where we need points, and you know, so there's no other choice than to pull the goalie.